17 states now have what are commonly called red flag laws, and many more are debating adding them to the books. These laws allow police to temporarily seize guns from someone deemed to be an immediate threat to themselves or others. But the new laws don't lay out a process for actually seizing the guns, leaving local law enforcement to figure out how those confrontations should go. For Guns and America, Allison Bechtesh has the story.
On New Year's Day, Colorado became the latest state with a red flag law, which creates extreme risk protection orders, or ERPOs. In Pitkin County, Sheriff Joe DeSalvo agrees with the premise of the new law.
With gun violence as rampant as it is today, I think we should do as much as we can to take the guns out of the hands of people that are mentally ill.
He's just not sure how it will actually play when an order is served to a resident in his jurisdiction.
Mind you, I don't know how I'm going to deal with this yet. I'm still wrestling with it myself.
As the law is written, once a judge approves a petition to remove someone's firearms, that person is supposed to relinquish them on their own. But it doesn't spell out any type of procedure if they don't.
Now we go to his house, and he's not answering the door. Are we going to make this a standoff? Are we going to bang down the door when we know he's got guns in there and he's mentally ill? So there's a lot of operational things that are still not clear.
After guns are confiscated, individuals may argue their case in front of a judge to get their weapons back. The Colorado General Assembly appropriated more than $100,000 to the Judicial Department to implement ERPOs, but it didn't earmark anything to help train law enforcement to carry out the orders.
We absolutely need funding for training for law enforcement for extreme risk protection order policy implementation.
Adeline Alchin is the Senior Director of Public Health and Policy for the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence. The group advocates for red flag laws nationwide. Once they're implemented, Alchin helps police and sheriff's departments decipher the law. Specifics vary from state to state.
They have a lot of questions about processes and who's responsible for what. A lot of very logistical questions.
Alchin says one thing is key: collaboration. She points to work done in Seattle when its new law passed in 2016. Law enforcement, prosecutors, and advocates all came to the table working out the best way to serve gun seizure warrants in their community. Seattle Police Sergeant Eric Piskonski was part of the team. He says the group tackled everything, down to creating the actual protection order form.
The burden is on law enforcement and the courts to develop what the paperwork and protocols are going to look like. Okay. So we all had to donate our time, essentially, to develop that because there was no money earmarked for it. There was no special commission set up to develop that, anything.
As states like Colorado join the growing number of locations that have red flag laws across the country, they look to Piskonski for advice. He's helped assist the Las Vegas Police Department, the NYPD, and several counties in Colorado. He says there's no cheat sheet to actually take possession of firearms, but having clear internal policy that is applied fairly and a robust threat matrix guiding decision-making will help every agency carry out the new law while maintaining public trust.
One of the things that's important is developing a vetting process for those individuals so that it can essentially be a defendable process, right? And not viewed as an overreach or not viewed as arbitrary and capricious.
In the first 3 weeks of the new law, no ERPO requests have come across Colorado Sheriff Joe DeSalvo's desk.
I don't know how this is going to manifest. I really don't. This will be a play-it-by-ear type thing. But I think the bottom line for me is I agree with the concept. I'm just not sure that we've got the bugs worked out yet.
He says his team will be implementing new procedures on an as-needed basis. For Guns and America, I'm Allison Bechtesh.